ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यां तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। ॐ हे परमात्मने नमः। अथ द्वितीयोऽध्यायः साङ्ख्ययोगः। श्रीभगवानुवाच अशोच्यानन्वशोचस्त्वं प्रज्ञावादांश्च भाषसे गतासो न गतासोंश्च नानुशोचन्ति पण्डिताः। न त्वेवाहं जातु नासं न त्वन्ने मे जनाधिपाः न चैव न भविष्यामः सर्वे वयमतः परम्। देहिनोऽस्मिन्यथा देहे कौमारं यौवनं चरा तथा देहान्तरप्राप्तिः धीरस्तत्र न मुह्यति। मात्रा स्पर्शास्तु कौन्तेय शीतोष्णसुखदुःखदाः आगमापायिनो नित्याः तां स्थितिक्षस्व भारत। यं हि न व्यथयन्त्येते पुरुषं पुरुषर्षभ समदुःखसुखं धीरं सोऽमृतत्वाय कल्पते। नासतो विद्यते भावः नाभावो विद्यते सतः उभयोरपि दृष्टोऽन्तः त्वनयोस्तत्त्वदर्शिभिः। अविनाशितु तद्विद्धि येन सर्वमिदं ततं विनाशमव्ययस्यास्य न कश्चित् कर्तुमर्हति। अन्तवन्त इमे देहाः नित्यस्योक्ताः शरीरिणः अनाशिनोऽप्रमेयस्य तस्माद्युध्यस्व भारत। यं हि ययेनं वेत्ति हन्तारं यश्चैनं मन्यते हतम् उभौ तौ न विजानीतः नायं हन्ति न हन्यते न जायते म्रियते वा कदाचित् नायं भूत्वा भविता वा न भूयः। अजो नित्यशाश्वतोऽयं पुराणः न हन्यते हन्यमाने शरीरे वेदा विनाशिनं नित्यं ययेनमजमव्ययं कथं स पुरुषः पार्थ कं घातयति हन्ति कम्। ओके सो इन् दिस् 21st वर्स् शङ्कर भगवत्पाद मेक्स् वेरि क्लियर् दट् avikriyatvam, changelessness is the specific reason for atma being actionless. It is all pervasive reality, abstract reality implied by the term atma is ever of the nature of actionlessness. So atma is free from action, free from actions. Therefore, the person who has the vision of that Atma being one's own self also is free from actions. He is not the doer. He is not the enjoyer. Such a person, a jnani, a wise person, in whose vision the self is Atma, For him, the meaning of the word I is Atma, the actionless Atma, changeless Atma. Such a person cannot kill, cannot do any action, cannot instigate another person to do any action also. That's what is said in this verse we have seen. And here, Shankara Bhagavatpada explained, not when you say Atma is free from actions, Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. Atma is free from actions means, even the jnani who knows the Atma, for whom Atma is one's own sarupam, he is also free from actions. Absolutely, for him, there's no second thing. Therefore, he cannot be the doer of actions. He cannot be the instigator of actions also. You understood. So here I'm going to read from exactly. The portion where I have not made it very clear, just we read yesterday. Vidushaha kam karma asambhava hetu visesham pashyan karmani akshipati bhagavan katham sa purushaha iti nanu uktaha eva atmanaha avikriyattam sarva karma asambhava karna visesha. This I read three times actually already. Fourth time I'm reading, I think. This is where actually I have to, this is from here I have to start and explain. Atmanaha avikriyatvam sarva karma asambhava karana viseshaha. The specific reason for saying that Atma is free from actions is the changelessness being the nature of the Atma. Because involving oneself in action, the process of doing anything, process of anything, implies being subject to change. But changelessness is the nature of the Atma. Why changes is the nature of the Atma? Let us remember, avikriyatvam is the nature of the Atma. Therefore, actionlessness is the nature of the Atma. Changelessness is the nature of the Atma because motionlessness is the nature of the Atma. Motionlessness is the nature of the Atma because all pervasiveness is the nature of the Atma. Sarva gatatvat, please make a note. This is based on the Tikakara's explanation for this commentary. Sarvagatatvat, sarvavyapakatvat, sthanutvam. Okay. Atma is said to be unmoving because motionlessness, achalatvam. Achalatvat, avikriyatvam. Because Atma is the nature of motionlessness. Therefore, changelessness is the nature of the Atma. As changelessness is the nature of the Atma, actionlessness is the nature of the Atma. This is a specific reason given. But the thing is, what about a jnani? Vidushaha. See, satyamuktaha natu saha karna viseshaha. Anyatvat vidushaha avikriyat atmanaha. Here, what about the jnani? This is the main place I have to explain from here. I have not made it very clear for you, all of you. Atma avikriyaha, we can understand. Avikriyata atmanaha vidushaha anyatvam asti. Vidwan has a status of being, vidwan means a wise person, a jnani, the knower of the Atma, has a status of being different from the changeless, actionless Atma. Avikriyata atmanaha. Jnani is different because Atma is the known and he is knower of the Atma. Knower of the Atma is different from the known Atma. He knows that even though he knows Atma as his own self. This is the Purapakshi's wrong view. So we should not take it seriously. Therefore, and we saw how he gave the example also. Avikriyam sthanam viditavataha karma na sambhavati iti na. The person who knows the unmoving stump or the post does not become an actionless person. If you see something which does not move, does not do any action, you do not become an actionless person. The knower of the actionless Atma does not become an actionless person. The knower of the actionless Atma does not become the actionless person. This is Jnani's argument. Purapakshi's argument. Shankara Bhagavad gives an answer. So what is Purapakshi's argument? The knower of the actionless Atma cannot be said to be actionless person. What example he gave? Avikriyam sthanam viditavataha karma na sambhavati iti na iti chet. If it is said that it cannot be said the person does not have an action, the person not involved in action, just because he knows the unmoving, actionless post. Similarly, the jnani who knows the actionless Atma cannot be an actionless person. This is Purupakshi's argument. Shankara Bhagavad Pada gives an answer. What is his answer? Please make a note. Na, no. Jnani, the knower of the Atma, is also actionless. Atma is actionless. Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. The knower of the Atma is also actionless because vidushaha atmatvat. The wise person has the status of being the Atma himself. Wise person means a jnani. The knower of the Atma is Atma himself. The knower of the Atma is Atma. Knower of the Atma is Atma. What does it mean? Atma is not the knower. Please make a note. Atma is not the knower. Atma is not anything in the world. The all-pervasive, abstract, formless reality, which is ever of the nature of pure consciousness, pure knowledge, pure awareness, implied with the term Atma, is distinct from everything in the world, is not anything in the world. Atma is not anything in the world. So Atma is not the knower, Atma is not the perceiver, Atma is not the seer, Atma is not the enjoyer, Atma is not anything. But without Atma, nothing is possible. Therefore, everything in the world is Atma. Atma is not anything, but everything in the world, anything in the world is nothing but Atma. We have to say this also. It's very important because Pujya Swamiji used to emphasize this. We never used to like to say, I am not the body. Swamiji never liked, what are you then? He used to ask. Okay, because it's a confusing thing. As there are two things. I can only say, I am distinct from the body, you can say, initially. Therefore, I, the knower, am distinct from the known body. Distinct from the known body. Stop there. That's enough. It is implies what? I am definitely, I does not refer to the body. The same way, Atma is all pervasive, abstract, formless reality, is ever of nature of consciousness, knowledge, is not anything in the world. Therefore, not the knower, not the doer, not the enjoyer, not anything. But Now, everything in the world, anything in the world is nothing but Atma only. Because there's no nothing is, everything is Atma. It's like saying, water is not the wave. Water is not the ocean. But every wave is nothing but water. All waves are water. And the entire ocean is water. In the same way, here, Atma is not a jnani. Atma is not the knower. But the knower of Atma is Atma. Okay? No, Atma is Atma. He says, Vidushaha Atmatvat. He says what? Not only Atma is free from actions, not only Atma is actionless, the knower of Atma, the wise person also is actionless. Free from actions. Why? Because Atma is not something different from the jnani. Atma is not different from a jnani. The jnani is not different from Atma. I should put that correctly. The knower is not different from Atma. Atma is not the knower, but the knower is Atma. Therefore, the knower of the Atma is Atma. So, Vidushaha Atmatvat means as Vidwan has the status of being the Atma, because according to wise, for a wise person has the knowledge that I am Atma. The ignorant person does not know he is Atma. Ignorant person is also Atma. Wise person is also Atma. Everything is what is Atma. Only difference is wise person knows with the inverted commas, I am Atma. But the ignorant person does not know that he is Atma. Only difference. Therefore, the wise person who, the knower of the Atma, knows I am Atma. Therefore, for him, Atma is a self. So the wise person, the knower of the Atma, is non-different from Atma. Knower of Atma being non-different from Atma. Atma will be the self of the knower. You will say what? Knower of the Atma also is actionless. Because he has resolved his essence only in Atma. Vidushaha Atmatvat. Vidushaha Atmatvat as knower of the Atma has the status of being the Atma, having resolved his essence in the Atma, having claimed Atma as the self in terms of I am Atma, Aham Brahma Asmi. He is Atma, wise person is Atma. And Atma is actionless. Wise person is Atma. Therefore, wise person also is actionless. This is the answer, this is the explanation for na vidushaha na vidushaha atmatvat. The example is okay. The knower of the unmoving stump does not become actionless. But knower of the Atma, knower of the actionless Atma is actionless. Because knower of the Atma is Atma only. Then, another reason we have to say, there is no other knower except the Atma. Even though we have two different standpoints, please make a note. Like a standpoint of the abstract formless reality consciousness, Atma. From the standpoint of Atma, the abstract consciousness, Atma is not the knower. Atma is not the knower. Atma is not the doer. But from this, Atma is not the knower. But from the standpoint of the mind, the standpoint of the mind, the standpoint of the vritti, the manifesting medium, you can say there is no knower at all other than Atma, the knower of the mind. Therefore, the is Atma. The knower is Atma. The standpoint of anything known, the knower is Atma. That is why we have two different standpoints as from the standpoint of Paramarthikam Satyam, the absolute reality, the abstract formless consciousness, the Atma, you can say Atma is not the knower. But from the standpoint of the Vyavaharikam Satyam, relative reality, empirical reality, there is knower. Because there is known world. The standpoint of the Vyavaharikam Satyam, the empirical reality, the knower is Atma. The knower is Atma only. Why? The knower of the known is also Atma. The knower of the knower also is Atma. If at all there is knower, the only knower is Atma. Very important. The knower is Atma. Atma is not the knower. Why Atma is not the knower? Because Atma is not involved. Atma had associated with any process of knowing. Abstract formless consciousness is not associated with the process of knowing. Because the process of knowing is there, the process of knowing is possible because of the grace of Atma, blessing of Atma, presence of the Atma. But for the presence of the Atma, there's no blessing, there's no grace. But for the grace and blessing of the Atma, there's no way of having the process of knowing. And what is that which is involved in the process of knowing? The process of knowing, the act of knowing, is associated with what? Buddhihi, the intellect. You can say antahkaranam. Mind is, the buddhihi is intellect associated with the act of knowing, the process of knowing. Mind by itself cannot be involved in the process of knowing. The mind is blessed with the capacity to be associated with the process of knowing because of the manifestation of Atma, manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, the knowing process is possible. As Atma's presence contributes for the process of knowing, presence itself, not an action, the knower is absolutely, the knower is none other than Atma. From the standpoint of the known, known intellect, the standpoint of known ignorance, the standpoint of known knowledge, the process of knowing results in what? The knowledge of objects. The process of knowing is there, the possible. Therefore, there is knowledge of the objects. What are the objects? Objects of fivefold objects. Shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. There is knowledge of sound, form, taste, color, touch. Fivefold objects. Shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. Knowledge of sound, knowledge of touch, knowledge of form, knowledge of taste. So, knowledge of smell. So, knowledge of fivefold objects in five different forms through five different sense organs is possible because there is process of knowing. And that buddhi, the inexplicably subtlest material product buddhi, is associated with the process of knowing, being because of the blessing of the Atma in the form of manifestation. That manifested or manifest consciousness, manifestation of consciousness in the intellect is said to be Chidabhasaha. Chidabhasaha. Because of the blessing of consciousness in the form of Abhasa, manifestation, blessed by that Abhasa, Buddhi is associated with the process of knowing. Therefore, knowledge of the objects is possible. For objects, the knower of fivefold objects is Atma. The knower of the known objects is Atma. Knower the knowable objects is Atma. And the knower of the knower also is Atma only. The knower of the knower Atma, knower also is Atma. Knower of the known is Atma. Knower of the knower is also Atma. Because there is no other knower. Apart from the knower, whatever is there is what? Known. Apart from the knower Atma, whatever is comes under the category of the known. The known can never become the knower. The known is ever of the nature of inertness. There's no known object can know any other known object. Because known, anything known, being inert in its nature, cannot know anything else. Where's the question of knowing the knower? Known can never become the knower. Knower doesn't become the known. Therefore, the knower of the known world of objects, the knower of the known ignorance, the knower of the known knowledge, is the same knower of the knower. Therefore, the only knower is Atma from the standpoint of the known world, from the standpoint of the empirically real, objectively real world, the knower is Atma. From the standpoint of the absolute reality, Paramarthikam Satyam, absolutely real consciousness, Atma is not the knower. So Paramarthika Satyataha, Paramarthika Drishtya, Atma is not the knower at all. From the standpoint of the Vyavaharika Satya Prapanchaha, the standpoint of the objectively, relatively, empirically real world of objects, the knower is Atma. And the same knower, the knower of the known, is the knower of the knower also. Therefore, there is no knower, the knower of the knower. The knower knows, I am Atma. Therefore, the knower is Atma. Atma is actionless. Therefore, the knower of the Atma is also actionless. Hope you have understood what I said. Therefore, he said what? Dehadi Sanghatasya na Vidvatta. So, Dehadi Sanghataha means all this world of all these objects, including one's body, mind, sense complex, which comes under the category of the known, has no status of being the knower. Because known can never become the knower. Known is, anything known is dependent on the knower to become the known. Can never become the knower. Therefore, if at all there's knower, the knower is Atma. Ataha, therefore, Parisesyat Asamhataha Atma Vidvan Avikriyaha. What does it mean here? Ataha, therefore, Parisesyat. Please make a note, the word Parisesaha. I want to explain every word, that is why I stopped. Parisesaha means exclusion. Pariseshaha means exclusion. Parisesham means exclusiveness. Pariseshaha means exclusion. Parisesham means exclusiveness. Pariseshyat. The Panchami Vibhakti. Parisesham, Parisesham, Parisesyena, Parisesyaya, Parisesyat. Parisesyat, as per the rule of exclusiveness, as per the rule of exclusiveness, as per the law of exclusiveness. As per the law of exclusiveness means what? By the law of exclusion. There are only two factors, knower and the known. All that is here can be reduced to two factors. One is Satyam, one is Mithya, that we know very well. There is knower and the known. Knower and the known. In Tamil, we say Saadi Irundoye Verillai. There are only two factors, knower and the known. And the only knower of countless number of known which constitute the world is what? Atma. The knower, the known cannot become the known. Knower means other than the known, what is there is knower. And that knower is what? The known is anatma. Known is anatma. Apart from the known anatma, what is there is only atma. Therefore, the knower is only atma. Ataha, therefore, pariseshyat, as per the law of exclusiveness, asamhataha atma. Asamhataha atma means what? See, samhataha means included. Asamhataha means unincluded. Unincluded means what? Included into what? Which is not included in within the known. Asamhataha means distinct. Unincluded means distinct. Atma, which does not included within the known. Atma, which does not come under the category of the known. Why? Because Atma is distinct from the known. Asamhataha Atma. Atma, which is not distant, this abstract, formless, all-pervasive reality, which is ever of the nature of consciousness, implied with the term Atma, is not distant from anything known, but distinct from everything known. Asamhataha Atma means this abstract, formless consciousness which is distinct. Atma, which is distinct. Distinct is what? The knower, Vidwan. Avikriya, avikriya, changeless, iti, tasya vidushaha karma asambhavaha. Tasya vidushaha means what? For that knower of the Atma, that Jnani, the knower of the Atma, has no karma. Karma asambhavaha. It is not possible for a Jnani to have karma. Means to be the doer, to be the knower. Because the knower is அவிக்ரியா ஆத்மா, அவிக்ரியா அசம்ஹதா ஆத்மா. த நோவர் ஈஸ் டிஸ்டிங்க்ட் சேஞ்ச்லெஸ் ஆத்மா. ஆத்மா இஸ் நாட் த நோவர், பட் த நோவர் இஸ் டிஸ்டிங்க்ட் சேஞ்ச்லெஸ் ஆத்மா. இதி தஸ்ய விதுஷஹ கர்ம அசம்பவாத். As it is not possible for the jnani to be the knower, to be the doer, to have any karma, akshepaha yuktaha means what? Objection in the form of negation of action on the part of the jnani is appropriate. Okay, we are jnani, the knower obtaining in the body of a jnani, body, mind and scope of a jnani is actually atma. Is not the body. The knower is not the body. Knower is not the sense organs. Knower is not even the buddhi, because even though buddhi we say the knower. Buddhi, because the blessing of the atma in the form of manifestation alone becomes the knower, is also involved in the process of knowing. Associated with the process of knowing. Therefore, from the standpoint of the buddhi which associated with the process of knowing, we can say what? The knower is atma. From which standpoint we are giving this knower status to atma? From the standpoint of the buddhi which associated with the process of knowing, we say the knower is atma. Because of the blessing of Atma, the Buddhi is associated with the process of knowing. But in the standpoint of Atma, Atma is not even the knower. Atma is not the knower. The two different standpoints. Okay? Therefore, the knower is Atma. The wise person, a jnani, the knower is Atma only. Therefore, the jnani who says, I am Aham Brahma Asmi, Aham Atma Asmi, I am the knower. Atma who says, I, the knower, am abstract, formless reality, consciousness, implied with the term Atma. Like every wave is water. Similarly, the knower obtaining in every antahkaranam is Atma. Atma is not the knower, but every knower is Atma. There are not many knowers. The only Atma has the status of being a knower in every antahkaranam. Then from the standpoint of the known, standpoint of the known. That is why from the standpoint of the vyavaharika satya prapanchaha, the knower is Atma. The standpoint of Atma, Atma is not the knower. But here the jnani, the knower, is Atma. The knower knows I am Atma. The knower knows that he is Atma. Therefore, he is actionless. Atma is actionless. The knower is Atma. Therefore, knower is actionless. Therefore, it's appropriate to say that jnani has no karma. Jnani is actionless. Tasya vidushaha karma asambhavate akshepaha yuktaha. That objection in terms of negation of karma on the part of a jnani is appropriate. But in the sloka, katham sa purushaha iti, saha purushaha, sa jnani purushaha, katham hanti, katham ghatayati. How does he kill? How does he persuade another person to kill? Means, how does he perform action? How does he instigate another person to act? Because for him, the self is Atma. Yatha. Very subtle teaching. I wish we see that. Yatha. Buddhyadi ahritasya. Shabdadi arthasya. Avikriyaha evasan. బుద్ధి వృత్తి అవివే అవివేక విజ్ఞానేన అవిద్యయా ఉపలబ్ధ ఆత్మా కల్ప్యతే. దట్ ఈస్ అ సెంటెన్స్ హియర్. ఐ హావ్ గోయింగ్ టు టీచ్ యూ వే యూ హ్యావ్ టు స్టాప్ ద సెంటెన్స్ ఆల్సో. యథా జస్ట్ యాజ్ బుద్ధ్యాది బుద్ధి ఆది బుద్ధ్యాది ఆహృతస్య శబ్దాది అర్థస్య అవిక్రియః ఏవ సన్ బుద్ధి వృత్తి అవివేక విజ్ఞానేన అవిద్యయా ఉపలబ్ధ ఆత్మా కల్ప్యతే. ఓకే, మేక్ ఇట్ వెరీ క్లియర్. ఆత్మా కల్ప్యతే. ఆత్మా కల్ప్యతే మీన్స్ వాట్? ఆత్మా ఇస్ మిస్టేకన్ టు బి. ఆత్మా ఇస్ మిస్టేకన్ టు బి. ఆత్మా ఇస్ టేకన్ టు బి. ఆత్మా ఇస్ అస్యూమ్డ్ టు బి. ఆత్మా ఇస్ సెట్ టు బి, కన్సిడర్డ్ టు బి. వాట్ ఉపలబ్ధ? ఉపలబ్ధ మీన్స్ వాట్? వై ఐ హావ్ టు సో మెనీ వర్డ్స్ హియర్. కల్ప్యతే మీన్స్ ఇమాజిన్డ్ టు బి. ఆత్మా ఇస్ ఇమాజిన్డ్ టు బి. కల్పన మీన్స్ ఇమాజినేషన్. ఆత్మా ఇస్ ఇమాజిన్డ్ టు బి, టేకన్ టు బి, అస్యూమ్డ్ టు బి, ఉపలబ్ధ. ఉపలబ్ధ మీన్స్ వన్ హూ గెయిన్స్ థింగ్స్ వెరీ క్లోజ్లీ. ఉపలబ్ధ మీన్స్ గెయినర్, అటైనర్. బట్ హియర్ గెయినర్ మీన్స్ వాట్? ది నోవర్. ప్లీజ్ మేక్ అ నోట్. ఉపలబ్ధ మీన్స్ గెయినర్, అటైనర్. బట్ హియర్ ఇట్ మీన్స్ నోవర్. ఆత్మా ఉపలబ్ధ కల్ప్యతే మీన్స్ ఇట్స్ ఆల్ పర్వేసివ్ అబ్స్ట్రాక్ట్ ఫార్మ్లెస్ రియాలిటీ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఇంప్లైడ్ విత్ ద టర్మ్ ఆత్మ ఈజ్ అస్యూమ్డ్ టు బి, టేకన్ టు బి, ఇమాజిన్డ్ టు బి, నోవర్. ఉపలబ్ధ ఇస్ అ రికారాంత పుల్లింగ ఉపలబ్ధృ శబ్ద. వి విల్ బి ఫాస్టర్ ఫ్రమ్ నెక్స్ట్ క్లాస్. ఓకే, బట్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్టర్ స్టార్టింగ్ లాట్ లాంగ్ బ్రేక్ టేక్స్ టైమ్. ఉపలబ్ధృ శబ్ద రికారాంత పుల్లింగ ఉపలబ్ధృ శబ్ద. ఉపలబ్ధ మీన్స్ నోవర్. ఇస్ ఏస్ ఆత్మా ఇస్ సెట్ టు బి, ఇమాజిన్ టు బి, వాట్ నౌ? నోవర్. వై ఆత్మా ఇస్ టేకన్ టు బి నోవర్? ఆత్మా ఇస్ నాట్ ది నోవర్. అవిద్యయా అవిద్య, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్. బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ ఆత్మా ఇస్ టేకన్ టు బి ద నోవర్. వై? బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ ఆత్మా ఇస్ టేకన్ టు బి నోవర్. బుద్ధి వృత్తి అవివేక విజ్ఞానేన. బుద్ధి వృత్తి అవివేక విజ్ఞానేన. బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది ల్యాక్ ఆఫ్ డిస్క్రిమినేటివ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ది మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ది చిదాభాస చిత్ ఆభాస అండ్ ది ఉపాధి బుద్ధి వృత్తి ది థాట్ మాడిఫికేషన్ బుద్ధి వృత్తి అవివేక విజ్ఞానేన. యాజ్ దర్ ఇస్ నో ఫిజికల్ డిస్టెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ ది మేనిఫెస్ట్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ది మేనిఫెస్ట్ ఆత్మ అండ్ ది మేనిఫెస్టింగ్ మీడియం ద వృత్తి దర్ ఇస్ నో డిస్టెన్స్ ఫిజికల్ డిస్టెన్స్ ఇస్ నాట్ దర్ Just as light cannot be distanced from the illumined object, the reflection of the light, the reflecting medium, the opaque thing are physically inseparable. The same way, the inert material thought modification obtaining in the buddhi and the manifest consciousness, there's no physical distance. Therefore, due to the lack of discriminative knowledge of the manifestation of consciousness and the manifesting medium, the buddhi, the thought modification obtaining in the buddhi, because of the ignorance of what Exactly this. No worries, consciousness is. This Atma is mistaken to be the knower. Really speaking, Avikriyaha Eva San. Avikriyaha Eva San. Atma is not at all associated with the process of knowing. Because being associated with the process of knowing means being subject to change. So buddhi vrittihi, the vritti obtaining in the buddhi is buddhi vritti. Vrittihi, the thought, subtlest thought modification obtaining in the buddhi, or which itself forms the buddhi, okay, is associated with the process of knowing because of the manifestation of consciousness. Therefore, we can say the buddhi vritti, the thought modification obtaining in the buddhi, having the blessing of consciousness, Atma, in him of manifestation, is associated, is involved with the process of knowing. By itself, it cannot be associated with the process of knowing also. But Atma by itself is not associated with any process of knowing. Because being associated with the process of knowing means being subject to change, some modification or the other. Where he says, Atma avikriyaha eva san means what? Atma always remaining changeless, having its nature as changelessness, always remaining changeless only. Contributes for what? Contributes for, its mere presence contributes for the knowledge. Knowledge of what here? Shabdadi arthasya. Shabdadi arthasya. Knowledge of the objects. Shabdadi arthasya means sabdadi vishayasya. Shabdadi vishayasya means objects. Such contributes for the knowledge of objects such as sound, etc. Shabda Adi. See, there is knowledge. Knowledge does happen. Knowledge of the world of fivefold objects happens. How is it not possible? How does the knowledge of the world of fivefold objects happen? Because of the grace, blessing of the Atma. Because there is process of, there is possibility of process of knowing. The process of knowing is possible because of the blessing of the Atma in the form of manifestation in the buddhi. Therefore, buddhi associated with the process of knowing. Therefore, there is knowledge of the world of fivefold objects happens. So shabdadi arthasya means, the word arthaha means vishayaha. Shabdadi arthaha means shabdadi vishayaha. Means shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, arthaha. Shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, vishayaha. So the knowledge of fivefold objects is possible. How? The objects which are perceived. Ahritasya. Objects are perceived through the, objects are known in the mind perceived through the sense organs. So he says, buddhyadi ahritasya, sabdadi arthasya, jnanam is possible. So knowledge of fivefold objects, perceived through sense organs, happens in the buddhi, which means buddhi is involved as an internal instrument of knowledge, and the sense organs are involved as external instruments of knowledge. And with this, with the help of these instruments of, with these instruments of knowledge, who is the one who knows, who has, who contributes for the knowledge of the objects? It is the Atma, none other than Atma. From the standpoint of Atma, Atma is not the knower. But there is no knower at all other than Atma, because it is the Atma who by its mere presence, because the manifestation contributes for the buddhi to be associated with the process of knowing. Thereby, the knowledge of the world of objects, such as sound, etc., perceived through the sense organs and the intellect is possible. So, buddhyadi ahritasya, shabdadi arthasya, avikriha eva sanne, Atma contributes for the knowledge. But still, what happens? Buddhi vritti aviveka vijnane. Buddhi vritti aviveka vijnane na avidyaya atma upalabdha kalpyate. Atma is taken to be the knower because of ignorance of the atma, because the lack of discriminative understanding of the manifestation of consciousness and the manifesting medium, the buddhi vritti, even though Atma contributes for the knowledge, remaining changeless. Knowledge of the objects perceived through sense organs, known in the intellect. So Atma is not associated with the any process of knowing. Atma is absolutely changeless. Because of the closest proximity of proximity, there's no difference. The buddhi, which is associated with the process of knowing, is capable of being associated with the process of knowing only because the blessing of the manifestation, abhasa, of the consciousness. Therefore, this Atma is mistaken to be the knower. From the standpoint of Atma, Atma is not the knower. But without the blessing of Atma, there cannot be knower. There is no knowledge possible of any objects. The knowledge of any objects is possible because of the process of knowing. The process of knowing is possible because of the blessing of Atma in the form of manifestation. Therefore, from the standpoint of this process of knowing of the buddhi, the knower is said to be Atma. Knower is taken to be Atma. Really speaking, Atma is not the knower also. So what? Atma is changeless, Atma is actionless. Even the process of knowing is not there on the part of the Atma. That is what is the teaching here. What does Shankara Bhagavatpada want to establish in his commentary? Atma is absolutely of the nature of actionlessness. The knower of the Atma is Atma. Therefore, the knower is, you know, is also actionless. Therefore, a jnani is free from karma. That is the main teaching. Yevameva. So just as Atma contributes for the knowledge of the world of objects in fivefold forms through the instruments of heart such as mind and intellect, And therefore, it is mistaken to be the knower. So also, because of lack of discriminative understanding, because of the ignorance. In the same way, evameva, in the same way, atma anatma viveka jnanena buddhivrithya vidyaya asatya rupaya eva paramarthataha avikriyaha eva atma vidvan uchyate. Very nice. So, just as in knowing the objects, atma is avikriyaha, remaining changeless, retaining its nature of changelessness, atma by its mere presence contributes the knowledge of the external world of objects through the process of knowing, by contributing for the process of knowing the part of the buddhi. The same way, atma anatma viveka jnanena buddhi vrittya vrittyaya. And because the knowledge in the form of the buddhi vritti, thought modification, which is atma anatma viveka jnanam, discriminative knowledge of what atma is, what anatma is. Atma anatma viveka jnanena. By the discriminative knowledge, understanding of what atma is, what anatma is, this knowledge also what? This atma anatma viveka jnanam also rises in the form of a thought only. Just as knowledge of the world of objects, such as sound, etc., rises in the form of knowledge, the thought. The knowledge of the known rises in the form of a thought. Knowledge of the knower also rises in the form of a thought only. Atma anatma vijnanena buddhi vrittya vidyaya asatya rupaya. Any thought modification, any cognition, any knowledge which rises in the form of a thought, vritti jnanam, knowledge of any object is vritti jnanam. Similarly, knowledge of the knower also is vritti jnanam only. Knower alone is atma. The knower atma alone is satyam. Even the knowledge of the known is mithya. Knowledge of the knower is also mithya. Knowledge of the mithya known is mithya. Knowledge of the satya atma is also mithya. Why? Atma alone is satyam. Knowledge is vritti jnanam. Knowledge of the knower is mithya. Knowledge of the known is also mithya. And knowledge of the knower is what? Knowledge of the knower is atma anatma viveka jnanam. Atma anatma viveka jnanam. Discriminative knowledge of what is atma and anatma. Knowledge of atma and anatma. Discriminative knowledge of atma and anatma also is in the form of a thought, vritti, buddhi vritti, which is akhandakara buddhi vritti. Not khandakara buddhi vritti, akhandakara buddhi vritti. I'll explain to you what is akhandakara buddhi next class. Okay, buddhi vrittya, vidyaya, even the knowledge. This knowledge which rises by the knowledge, which is in the form of a thought modification, which is nothing but the discriminative knowledge of what atma and anatma, which is also what asatya rupa, which is also mithya. Rupaya eva paramarthataha avikriyaha eva atma vidvan uchyate. Paramarthataha, absolutely avikriyaha eva, atma is changeless. That Vidwan Uchyate, the absolutely changeless Atma alone has the status of being the knower. So the knower of Atma, the Jnani, the knower of Atma, who knows I am Atma, is, who knows that he is Atma, is Atma, is changeless. The knower of the Atma, the Jnani, is changeless. Therefore, actionless. Atma Vidvan Uchyate. The Atma is said to be the knower. Really speaking, Atma is not the knower, but there's no knower other than Atma. The knower of the Atma is Atma. In fact, everything known is Atma. Knower is also Atma. Please make a note. Very interesting. Puja Swami used to say this very clearly. Atma is not neither the knower nor the known. But the knower is Atma. Known is also Atma. Atma is free from both knower known difference. Therefore, absolutely, from the standpoint of Atma, Atma is neither the knower nor the known. Atma is all that there is, only Atma. If we look from the standpoint of the known world of duality, the knower-known duality, we can say what? The knower is Atma only. The knower of the known is Atma. Knower of the knower is also Atma. There is no knower other than the Atma. As known, he has no independent existence outside of the knower. The known is also Atma. Therefore, avikriyaha eva atma vidvanuchyate, the changeless atma alone is said to be what now? Knower. Changeless atma alone said to be knower. Absolutely changeless atma is said to be the knower. Only because of what? The mithya jnanam. Mithya vritti jnanam. In terms of what? No, mithya vritti jnanam. In the form of discriminative understanding of Atma and Atma. Okay. The knower status is attributed to the Atma from the standpoint of the vritti jnanam only. The standpoint, the vritti jnanam of the known, the knower status is attributed to the Atma. Similarly, from the standpoint of the knower of the Atma also, akhandakara vritti jnanam, which is also mithya, the knower status is attributed to the Atma. Therefore, the knower is Atma. From the standpoint of vritti jnana, the standpoint of the Atma, Atma is not the knower. You have to understand this both. From which standpoint the knower is Atma? Just because the knower status is attributed to the Atma of the standpoint of the known, vritti jnanam, manifest knowledge, we cannot say Atma is associated with the process of knowing. No, Atma is absolutely changeless, therefore not associated with any process of knowing. Therefore what? Atma is actionless. The knower of the Atma is Atma. Therefore, the knower of the Atma is also actionless. Therefore, it is not possible for the knower of the Atma to have any karma, to be the doer. So vidushaha karma asambhava vachanat. Now, having come to this point, Shankara Bhagavad Pada wants to make it very clear. Vidushaha கர்ம அசம்பவ வச்சனாத் யானி கர்மாணி சாஸ்திரேண விதீயந்தே தானி அவிதுஷக விஹிதானி இதி பகவதா நிச்சயக அவகம்யதே. So what Bhagavan Shankarabhagavata wants to say here, he also wants to thoughtfully bring to light an important point that knowledge and karma can never be combined. Jnana karma samuchyaha is not possible. Synthesis of karma and jnanam is not possible. The impossibility of synthesis of karma and jnanam is again brought to light in this context also by Shankaracharya, Shankarabhagavata. What does he say? Vidushaha karma asambhava vachanat. Because of the words revealing the fact of the jnani being free from actions. Because of the words revealing the fact of jnani being free from actions, jnani is actionless. Because jnani means knower. Knower is actionless because knower is atma. So he says, vidushaha karma asambhava vachanate, because of the words revealing the fact of knower being free from actions, yani karmani shastrena vidhiyante, whatever rituals, karmas have been prescribed, ordained by the shastram, all those karmani, tani sarvani, all those rituals, all those karmas prescribed, ordained in the Karmakanda of the Veda have been prescribed specifically for an ignorant person only. Avidushaha eva vihitani. Avidushaha eva vihitani iti bhagavataha nischayaha avagamyate. Bhagavataha nischayaha means what? Bhagavan's firm conclusive teaching. Bhagavan's firm conclusive teaching is understood from this point that all those rituals prescribed in the Karma Kanda have been prescribed only for an ajnani, not for a jnani. What does it mean? Jnani, the knower, is ever of the nature of changelessness. Therefore, the knower is free from actions. Why? Because knower is Atma. Atma is ever changeless, actionless. Therefore, knower of Atma is also ever changeless and actionless. Therefore, combining karma with jnanam is not possible at all. Where there is jnanam, there cannot be doership. There cannot be anjarship. Where is ajnanam, there only there can be doership and anjarship. Therefore, what he wants to say, whatever rituals, whatever karmas have been prescribed by the Karmakanda of the Veda, all of them have been prescribed for an ajnani, avidushaha. Avidushaha eva vihitani iti bhagavataha nischayaha avagamyate. It's very clearly understood here that Bhagavan's conclusive teaching is that rituals have been prescribed for avidvan, ajnani only. Because vidvan, the knower, is not, knower is free from actions. Knower is of the nature of actionlessness. Knower is of the nature of changelessness. Knower is of the nature of actionlessness because knower is the changeless, actionless Atma. A very subtle teaching, very, very subtle teaching. I'm going to stop here. If you have understood, well and good. Not understood, don't worry. We will again, I'll do Dhritishya Viveka once again, and I help you see how, who the knower is and how knower is free from actions. I'll make you show you that, okay? We'll continue in the next class. Now, Purupakshi will come back with another question. If we understand Purupakshi's doubt and Shankara Bhagavatpada's answer to Purupakshi's doubt, then our doubts will be resolved. Whatever confusion we have now, whatever we have not understood now, will be resolved next class when we understand Purupakshi's question, Purupakshi's objection or doubt, and Shankara Bhagavatpada's answer. It's all right. I'm very clear. I wish I can make you see that, what I see. Okay. How should you understand now? Knower is Atma. Atma is actionless and Atma is changeless, therefore actionless. Knower is Atma. Therefore, knower is changeless and actionless. This is the lesson. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Only today I feel I have come to the class. I just entered into the class. Next week onwards, I'll be in the class. Om. So, please tell, Raju, please tell beginner.